大家的歌，我们也不用开业，因为。
And then I was thinking to myself, it's like, what can I do? Who am I to do anything for anyone? But then, as I was coming here, I was reading the Psalms a lot. And one thing I can give you is something that Yahweh already has given to me. Just share this with you. And so I was reading the scripture on Psalms 34:31-24. It says, be strong, and he will make your heart stronger. All you who hope in Yahweh. So that's how I feel. The more I give my way to Yahweh and His ways, and His Torah and His work, the more blessing I get. And another inspiration I had is in the book of Micah. Which brother Don has been mentioning here. It says, but it shall be in the end of days the mountains of the house of Yahweh shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up from the hills, and the people shall flow on it, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, and he will teach us from his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Torah shall go out from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. So, to me, being part of this is only a miracle that Yahweh can do. Because I never thought of it in all my life. And I also want to share something. That part of this work is done in unity. And in Psalms 133, he says, and you see this a lot in the Old Testament and the New Testament. About working in unity. It says, the songs of ascents of David, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren living together. Even in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head that ran down the bear of Aaron's bear. To the mouth of his garments. Like the dew of Hermon, down on the mountains of Sion, for there Yahweh commanded the blessing, life forevermore. And Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. And these Psalms, thinking of these Psalms, the good news message came from Jerusalem. Luke 24:44. He says, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you, yet being with you. that all the things must be fulfilled, having been written in the Torah of Moses. And the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened up their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, so it is written, and so Messiah must suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and remission of sins must be preached on his name to all the nations. Beginning from Jerusalem. And speaking of unity, again, on the same subject, it says, 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Master Yeshua Messiah, that you all say the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. And this is what also the Mashiach Yeshua preached. This is what Paul was inspired to write in Corinthians. And this he also practiced. And the example we see in a scripture that many of you know, or all of you, in Acts 15. When there was a problem in the congregation. And I'll just read this real quick. On Acts 15:2, it says, then dissensions and not a little disputation with them having taken place by Paul and Barnabas, they appointed Paul and Barnabas and some others of them to go up into Jerusalem to the apostles and elders concerning this question. This is the unity I'm speaking about. Everything working together and going to the elders according to Yahweh's judicial order, going to Jerusalem and to the elders. And there's many promises concerning Jerusalem for us. I'm going to go to Psalm 122 again. I'm going to read 122, 1 to 6, a psalm many of you or all of you know. It says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Our feet shall stand within your gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is joined to itself together. There the tribes go up. The tribes of Yah. To the testimony of Israel. To give thanks to the name of Yahweh. For the thrones of judgment were established there. The thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love you shall prosper. And that's a promise. In Psalms 122:1, Psalms 125:1. It says, they who trust in Yahweh shall be like Mount Zion. It is not shaken. It remains forever. So that's a promise. And And I believe this is now and forever in eternity. And I wanted to share about this work also, as it goes here, it also goes to other countries. And in Nicaragua, we've been blessed to be part of doing this work in Nicaragua for 5 to 8 years. And this is a work that started small, very small. It started with one family. And I can see how the hand of Yahweh has worked there. It's not because of us. It's just because we're just trying to fulfill the Matthew 28, the Great Commission. To bring the good news to the nations. And make disciples and baptize them in the name of Yahweh and Yeshua. And it started very small, but it's moving in different cities. Because the prophecies must be fulfilled. Nicaragua, there's many people who are Israelite descendants, and they don't know it. But slowly but surely, Yahweh has been opening their eyes. And before we came to them, Yahweh put in their heart a love for Israel. Many of them don't even know why. But as we're teaching the Torah from Jerusalem, they're finding out why. See, in Jeremiah 16, Jeremiah 16:14-15. So behold, the days come, say Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But rather, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands. There where he had banished them to. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. So this scripture has to be fulfilled. And it's happening in many forms right now. And then the last part in Jeremiah is 16:19-21. I want to read. It says, O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the days of affliction. The nation shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only lies, vanity, and there's no profit in them. Can a man make gods to himself, but they are not Elohim? Therefore, behold, I will make them know this time. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is Yahweh. So this is happening today with you and all the other brethren in the world. Yeah, and as I was saying, in Nicaragua, many people were speaking against us. without knowing why. But the work of Yahweh was not going to stop it. Yahweh's work has to be fulfilled. And man can't stop it, and we can't stop it either. It's Yahweh's work, it's not our work. Yeah, I just feel blessed to be part of it. And I was saying, like, it was only a family, and many people were doubting this family, saying that they're crazy to believe this, that we got to keep the Torah, we got to come out of paganism. And coming to covenant relationship. By being baptized in the name of Yahweh and Yeshua. And to receive the Holy Spirit by the laying of hand of an elder. And they obey his commandments. So many people were doubting this work from the beginning. But as I say, his Yahweh work can't stop. And I want to read a scripture in Acts chapter 5. Starting on verse 34. And this is when the disciples were doing the work of Yahweh, and it was moving mightily in Jerusalem. They were doing many miracles. Many people were healed. And many Jews were coming into the faith. And the religious authorities were afraid of this work. Because the people were giving themselves wholeheartedly. They were believing in the Master Yeshua. So they try to stop it. But this is what somebody said in Acts. Says, but one standing up in the Sanhedrin, a Pharisee named
Gamaliel,
a teacher of the Torah honored by all the people, command the apostles to be put outside a little while. And he said to them, men Israelites, take heed to yourself that you intend to do on these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up. Claiming himself to be somebody to whom one joined a number of men. About 400 who was done away. And all as many obeyed him were dispersed and came to nothing. And after this, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the registration. And he drew considerable people to him after him. Yet that one perished. And all were scattered. As many as obeyed him. And now I say to you, keep yourself from these men and leave them alone. For if this thinking is from men, they will disintegrate and pass away. But if it is from Elohim, it is not attainable to halt it with your hands, lest you find yourself standing against Elohim. And we know the rest of the story. Like Elder Don was sharing, the good news has been coming from
Jerusalem.
for 2,000 years. And the gates of hell have not prevailed against the congregation. And that's another promise from Yeshua. And I'm really, like I said, happy to see all of you, and it really touches my heart. Because I'm supposed to come here and help Elder Don,
and
Elder Quel, and all of you, and help you with the work that's going from Jerusalem. But at the same time, I just being blessed by your example. And this is something that I have to share in the United States also, and as well as Nicaragua. And as we're talking about unity, there's brethren that's going to pray for you. And they don't know you, but they'll be with you in truth and in spirit. And I want to go to another scripture. Go to Psalms.
What have we did?
Psalms 137. We're saying next year in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
that's what the Jews had been saying for thousands of years. Before Israel became a nation. As promised in scriptures. And this is something I always remember when I'm in the feast time. And I'm not in Jerusalem. It says, there by the roof of Babylon, we sat down. Also, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our lyres on the willows in its midst. For there our captors asked us the words of a song. Yeah, or